A couple years down the road, you wake up to a charming notification on your phone. Right? Like your phone goes off maybe like 3 minutes before your alarm is set to go off. No big deal. You look at it and it says from the United States government to Pat Dean. It's like a text message.
I thought you said it was charming.
Yeah, it is. It's like a charming noise.
Oh, okay. Fuck, that's.
You open it.
Of course.
It says, "Dear Pat, from everybody at the big old government to you, we wanted to wish you happy National Bald Day."
What is
Yeah,
this?
so a couple years down the road, National Bald Day is recognized as a state holiday, or pardon me, a federal holiday.
Wow.
It is a day that we take time out of our day to recognize contributions by bald men over the last year,
A lot of great men have been
and bald
bald.
women, and bald women,
Sure.
Bald men and women over the last year. And I mean, really, they haven't done anything with a woman yet. It's been all men so far. But again, pretty new holiday.
Oh,
So,
okay. Yeah.
but basically, it's when the whole country stops, turns to somebody they know that is bald, and they say, "Hey, man, somebody had to deal with this. I'm glad that it's you." You know?
You're glad I'm bald?
So like that day, like when you go out in public, like everybody like is nice to you. They will all like it's not like a requirement, but like
It's just not a nice thing to do.
common decency is that on National Bald Day, if you see a bald person out, you're supposed to nod at them or address them in a polite and kind manner.
Okay.
You know,
That's
you're
kind of
even supposed to
strange,
go
but
out of your way to do it. They really want bald people to feel welcomed on this day.
okay, I mean that's strange, but I guess it's pleasant.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of cool because like
Unexpected.
you go into an Applebee's that day. They all say, "Hello, fine sir. Say, it's National Bald Day, so that means a free basket of 8 boneless wings, your flavor choice,
Oh,
just for
fuck
being
yeah.
fucking bald." They go,
Cool.
"Sit that shiny ass head down at our shiny ass bar and we'll get right with you."
Okay,
You
I
know,
do.
people
I
are
sit down.
really, you sit down, you order the wings. And Pat, I gotta be honest with you. You've eaten a lot of wings in your day. But maybe it's a combination of just the tang of that buffalo sauce, the crunch of the celery, the cream of the blue cheese,
Yeah.
or the pure satisfaction that you get by looking that bartender right in the eyes, head full of hair, and taking that first bite of that fucking wing, knowing you don't have to pay for it. And he would.
There's
They're the
free
best wings
wings.
you've ever eaten in your whole fucking life.
Holy shit.
You eat those wings, the bartender, Tyler, just looks at you. You know that he knows that it's National Bald Day, and any other day he'd meet you out back by the fucking dumpster and he'd throw your ass in it.
For what? For what?
Just that smug look of satisfaction on your face from getting those free wings because it's National Bald Day. Any other day of the year, he'd tie a
Okay.
knot in your ass.
Oh my gosh. All right. That's cool, I guess.
He fiddles with
Shit.
a set of brass knuckles he keeps in his front pocket,
Oh, fuck.
just darting his fingers in and out of the holes. You know, it's shit like that. National Bald Day. Everybody's nice to you. Businesses give you free things, right?
Cool.
People are supposed to be good to you. Nobody rubs your head for good luck. You know, nobody shines your head up like a big fucking bowling ball.
I kind of don't mind when people rub my head. Like, it's kind of silly.
Yeah, you're in the minority on that. One of the
Okay,
things that
most of
they looked
us.
into when they put this holiday into effect is what percentage of bald people like when people play with their bald head and what percentage of people dislike it. And dislike far outweighed like. So
What was the final outcome?
13% liked it.
Wow.
And that entire 13%, they're on a list.
Holy
And that list is
shit.
being monitored daily.
Don't know what that means. Oh man.
You wouldn't have the fucking clearance to know what that means. That's all I'll tell you.
The fuck?
But either way, on this day, it's National Bald Day, right?
I don't have to
People
worry
being
about that
nice to
shit.
you.
Yeah.
You don't have to fucking worry about any of that shit. You got a free 8-piece wing, you know? You finally have the respect of your friends and peers. Even if it's just for one day, you
Yeah,
know?
I'll take it.
National Bald Day, it's the best day of the year. All your favorite songs come on the radio in your order of most favorite to least favorite.
What was the first one that came up?
It's a song by this singer-songwriter. His name is Dalton Stream.
Dalton Stream.
Yeah.
Oh man. Okay. What
Yeah.
kind of music
He
is it?
plays like a cigar box guitar that he made himself, you know.
Cool.
And it's not very good, but it's just it's very he's very emotional throughout the whole thing.
Oh
And
yeah.
you know, it's just it's it feels very raw, and it grabs at you in a way that other stuff doesn't.
Cool. Sounds like, yeah.
So it's just one of those days where like everything is coming up Milhouse, you know?
Sure.
It's like every light you hit is green. No yellows in sight. Today, it feels like it was made for you. So you know, you're hanging out, right? You went and got lunch earlier. You come back home. You think, you know, on a night like tonight, when everybody's got to be nice to me and everybody's got to be kind because I'm fucking bald, like it might be nice to get out of the house, you know, press the
Yeah.
flesh, meet some new people.
Sure.
So you think that, so you turn your TV off, you go in your bedroom, you fucking crank, right? You get that one out of your system, get
Yeah.
the demon out, you go take a shower, right? You get dressed. You call a Lyft. You get a free Lyft on National Bald Day. You also get a free Uber, so you're like, I'll just take the other one home, you know?
Oh, cool.
That's how much society is catering to you today.
What brought this on? How did this become a thing?
You know, there was a there to be frank, there was a mass shooting, and the
Wow.
shooter, he killed 48 people at a mall in Dearborn, Michigan.
Hey.
And yeah, the note just went into great detail about how he'd been bullied his entire life for being bald, and anything to help the bald community, you know, would be
Oh
would
my
prevent such an
God.
incident. And you know, both sides really played it up, and it was,
Both sides?
yeah, politicized to no end. You know, it just drew everybody out,
Oh.
and then ultimately, you know, they said, hey, National Bald Day,
Okay, that's a
and
compromise.
people were on board, you know, and society was sort of galvanized
I thought you meant
and
both
in a
sides.
movement of unity.
I thought you meant both sides, like the bald and the not bald.
No, the right and the left politically.
Okay, interesting. Makes
No, the
sense, I
people who
guess.
had hair initially were like, why the fuck are we doing this for people who don't have hair? You know, they were
Yeah.
very angry. There were like a lot of coalitions of the non-bald that you know, they had events, they had speakers, they had, you know,
Speakers.
oh yeah, a lot of people came out. Pretty much people like John Stamos, he was like one of the figureheads of the non-bald. It was all people who had like
Yeah.
great heads of hair, you know.
He does.
They,
You
yeah.
know who's got a great head of hair on him? It's my friend Noel Waghorn.
Noel definitely did not like the fact that his tax dollars were going to fund this holiday.
Oh
So my
man.
point is,
Noel.
you're at your house, you crank, you shower, you change,
Sure.
you pull up your lift, you go to a bar. It's called the back porch
The back
spot.
porch. The back porch spot. Cool.
Yeah. And it's basically a bar that is like it's like a single wide mobile home that you walk in, and like where the kitchen is now where like you order and where all the fucking coolers and everything are.
Cool.
But it's like a set up like an old fucking like a 90s era Midwestern sad dad divorcee mobile home.
Oh my God.
Right? So you can sit on like a love seat. You know, there's a couple of chairs, nothing matches, like the lampshade is busted, right? The TV's on, but there's like no remote. Nobody knows where it is. And it's like way too loud, but the volume button doesn't work on the TV, so you kind of just have to like deal with it. You know,
Turn it off.
it's a lot like being in like a divorced dad's mobile home.
Okay.
Or you can go out back, right? So you step out on the back deck. You step out on the back deck. The moon is up. And the moonlight just bounces off of your shiny fucking forehead. One guy kind of like has to like shield the light from his eyes. So you're like walking around and everybody's kind of like, you could tell that like your baldness is making an appearance. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So you see a beautiful lady sitting by herself. A set of lawn chairs, shoulder length, dishwater blonde hair. She has a tight green blouse and a long, frilly white skirt. She's got a drink in her hand, something grapefruity, something red, pink at one point. You know, it's something that you
Yeah.
think, you know, I'd like to order her one of those.
Sure.
You walk up to her.
Fuck yeah.
What do you say?
So I sidle up to the bar, and as I'm waiting for the bartender to walk over, I kind of look over and I just ask her, "Oh, that looks nice. What is that?"
She goes, "It's a Negroni."
Go. Oh. Then I just be like, well, can I get your next one? I guess. I don't know.
Kind of like you ask her and she looks at you for a second. She pulls out her phone, checks the time,
Oh
and then she slams the drink.
my God.
And she's like, "Yeah, I'll have another."
Okay.
So you get a drink, right? You sit down in the lawn chair next to hers. You introduce yourself. She introduces herself. Her name is Francis Vienna.
Francis Vienna.
Yeah.
That's cool. There's a town
Yeah.
I grew up near, called Vienna.
Yeah. Francis Vienna.
Holy shit.
You guys kind of sit there and you talk for another like 10 minutes, long enough to like sit there and have a drink, and you're getting something, you order some nachos. They come out through the kitchen window. The guy sticks his head out. He goes, "Nachos for Pat." Another guy walks up and he goes to grab him, and you go, "Oh, did you order something?" He's like, "No, my name's also Pat, and I like nachos." And you're like, "No, you had to buy these." He's like, "Oh shit, my bad." Like, he just didn't understand that he just thought they were, for him.
doesn't understand commerce.
Yeah. He's just
All right,
very silly.
whatever.
So you're kind of, but you laugh about it. He goes to walk away and you go, "Hey, Pat." He goes, "From one Pat to another." You stick out the plate of nachos. He takes one in the middle with a lot of cheese on it. He goes, "Thanks, man." You bald guys aren't all half bad.
Thanks, buddy.
He goes, if you weren't a good person, we wouldn't give you a full day for it, huh? And he kind of like slaps you on the arm. A couple of the chips fall out onto the ground. He sees him and he takes a step back and he's like, oh man, I'm so sorry. He goes, and on National Bald Day of all days, he goes, man, I really mucked this up.
It's not a big deal.
He goes, you mean it?
Yes, it's so fucking weird. It's fine, Pat. It's really not a big deal. Have another chip.
He licks his fingers clean, and then he grabs another chip with his licked fingers.
Ah,
And he goes,
God
oh,
damn
thanks,
it.
man. I really appreciate that. He picks up the chips off the ground. He carries
Oh,
them in his other hand, and he just walks away from you.
Pat.
You see him eating the ground chips as he leaves. So you get your nachos. You go sit back down. You see her kind of like check her phone again. She's looking at the time, You guys, I wouldn't call it flirting, but you're kind of like just talking to each other,
Having a conversation, sure.
having a fun, kind conversation, seeing where it leads, right? And honestly, you think it's kind of like, hey, maybe this is going better than what I had originally thought, Maybe a little more exposure. That's going to be a good thing. So you're hanging out in this lawn chair. You're getting a couple laughs, right? Order another batch of nachos.
What is this woman like?
She likes hanging out. She likes having fun. She's kind of wild, free spirit. She does what she does to get by. She's an artist.
Cool.
She's a painter and a sculptor. She says, I also have like a trust fund. So I'm like, okay.
Oh, okay.
So that's fine. She's like,
Whatever.
whatever. She's leading a life.
Sure.
She's not really, she's one of those.
All right, whatever.
Either way, she's kind to you. She's nice. She's, very attractive. You're having fun, right? And, you're kind of talking to her about, where she's at in her life and what she wants to do artistically and what she wants to make and where she's going to put it out. And she's kind of giving you the whole lowdown of like this whole plan, right? And you're attentive and you're listening, right? And, kind of just hearing her talk about like all of her aspirations. And you get the sense that nobody's really listened to her that way in quite a while. So you're content to listen, to smile, to nod, to
Yeah.
take it in, to try to understand this person on a better level. And then in the backyard of the mobile home, scuffle breaks out. You see two guys kind of stand up. They start pushing each other, right? Voices get elevated,
Dang.
right? Another one, he's got a finger in somebody's chest, right? And you can tell it's getting heated. Everybody else gets real quiet, right? And you think to yourself, you go, it's National Bald Day.
Oh
I got this. So what do you do?
I run up to him and I kind of get in between them, and I don't physically like get in between them, but I get in their like eye space, you know what I mean? And I go like, hey, guys, you're gonna get us kicked out. I say something like that, so they look at me and see that I'm bald.
So they look at you, you tell them, hey, you're gonna get us kicked out, right?
Yeah.
You do kind of like step in between them. You sort of like take up the space. They're pressed chest to chest. You get in the middle of them. You kind of push them back. You
How
throw your
big are they?
hands on their bigger than you, on their
Oh,
rock
fuck.
hard chest.
Oh, no. Shit. All right.
You think about it, you think like you're sitting there under the light of the moon, just glinting off your bright ass forehead.
Yeah.
You say, guys, come on, we're better than this. We don't need to do this here. Come on, let's relax.
Yeah.
You go have some nachos, right? The girl that you're with, she holds up the nachos. She's got her nachos in one hand, and then, she's got her cell phone in the other, right? And you're like, guys, come on, just like have the nachos,
Yeah.
Have a nacho, chill out, let's relax, right? And you're sitting there under the light of the
What are you
moon,
guys even
right?
angry? Yeah, what are you guys even fighting about?
So the one guy, he kind of like reaches out, he reaches over towards the nachos. He's like a foot away from it, and her cell phone lights up and it changes to 12 o'clock. And as soon as he does that, he just turns and the two of them just beat the shit out of you right there.
Oh.
There's no longer National Ball Day. They were tired of you breaking up their fight, and they go, "Hey,
What?
what?" And they go, "Leave this to us," and they just beat the shit out of you right there in the backyard of that fucking trailer.
I gave you nachos.
As soon as as soon as they were done pummeling you, they just split the nachos and honestly had a couple drinks together and really they wound up becoming like lifelong friends.
We
But your
became
body,
friends.
oh yeah, they were eating the nachos, just hands covered in blood, and not
Oh
theirs,
my
yours. And they were like, "You know what? I feel a lot better after that." And the other guy was like, "You know what? Me too."
Oh,
And he goes,
man.
"What's your name?" And he goes, "My name is Riley. What's your name?" And he goes, "My name is Sean." And he goes, "I think this is the start of a beautiful friendship." And then they shook hands with your blood and nacho cheese covered together. And it just kind of dripped into the tray. And they were like, "Oh, I'm not eating these anymore." And they just dumped the nachos on the ground.
Oh,
One of
fuck.
the nachos rolled through the blood and the cheese and it rolled right into like your gaping mouth. Your jaw had been like dislocated and was wide open. So it's probably not
Oh,
as cool
man.
as it sounds, but it rolled right into your fucking big, giant, dislocated, gaping maw.
Did they get in trouble?
No.
Why not? That's
Well, because you know they were defending themselves is what they told everybody, that there was a fracas that you showed up and got in the middle of it, and they were defending themselves.
All right.
The cops show up and they come back out, they get everybody's statements. The cop, his name is Frank Stamos. He walks out.
Officer
He take
Stamos.
He takes off his fucking hat, just a beautiful set of jet black locks unfurl from underneath. And he goes, "This bald fucker." And he kind of, he got like squats. He's got like a flashlight. He looks into the blue of your eyes. He sees your pupils don't dilate. Gets out of his squat and he goes, "Yep, case closed." And he just, you hear him like dust his hands off. You just fucking die right there.
Case closed.
Yeah.
Oh, what an asshole.
Yeah, you're
Fuck.
this bald fucker. Frank Stamos closing another one.